Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you and your spirit. So relax, take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of John chapter 5, verse 24. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. So let's get started. Again, John 5, chapter 24. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message and believes, trusts in, and clings to and relies on him who sent me, possesses now eternal life. And he does not come into judgment, does not incur sentence of judgment, and will not come under condemnation, but he has already passed over out of death into life. Such a promise, isn't it? And he does not come into judgment, does not incur sentence of judgment, and will not come under condemnation. Well, in a world full of judgment and condemnation, the Lord does not judge or condemn us. I actually breathe a sigh of relief as I read these words. I feel freedom. I feel lighthearted. I feel like a breath of life has just entered my spirit. The pain of judgment and condemnation has been lifted. It's a burden to carry others' judgment about us around with us. I feel less than a human being when I am judged by others, less than worthy, less than beautiful, less than those around me, less than in every way. But Jesus says he won't judge me, even if I am judged harshly, even if I judge myself harshly, he won't. My sins are forgiven. He said, I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on him who sent me possesses now eternal life. I already have his blessing of eternal life. He said he has already passed over out of death into life. Maybe the carrying the burden of my own and others' judgment and condemnation is the equivalent of death. I have passed from death to life, according to Jesus' words. Today, I choose life over death, and I will live freely without judgment or condemnation. May you find that you are not judged or condemned from this day forward, and have passed from death to life so that you may live freely. Blessings be to you. And here's our prayer. O Lord, my God, thank you for life. Thank you for sending your Son to carry my burdens and release me from carrying them. Thank you for saving me and my soul. Thank you for making right all my wrongs. Thank you for making a way for me to be seen by you as perfect, because your eyes may only look upon perfection. I would be forlorn without you, Father. Thank you for the stains that Jesus made clean. Although I do not deserve such a sacrifice and the grace that followed, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for not judging me and condemning me for all my shortcomings and sins. As you forgive me, I sin yet again. And as soon as I sin, you are there to forgive me many times over. Thank you, Lord, that your forbearance and mercies are everlasting and never ending. May I forgive those around me as you forgive me, Lord. Help me be as compassionate and loving as you are. Help me bless someone today. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And the Lord answered to me, my son's sacrifice was for today. It was for yesterday. And it is for all of the tomorrows. And my response back to him, thank you, most gracious God. Blessings be to you this day.